to that place where the core of things is located. I wanted to let you know that. I'm getting closer to where you are, and I intend to get closer still. I rest my hands on the keyboard and wait for her answer. I don't understand any of this. Kumiko types this and ends our conversation. Goodbye. The screen informs me that the other party has left the circuit. Our conversation is finished. Still, I go on staring at the screen, waiting for something to happen. Maybe Kumiko will change her mind and come back online. Maybe she'll think of something she forgot to say. But she does not come back. I give up after 20 minutes. I save the file, then go to the kitchen for a drink of cold water. I empty my mind for a while, breathing steadily by the refrigerator. A terrible quiet seems to have descended on everything. I feel as if the world is listening for my next thought. But I can't think of anything. Sorry, but I just can't think of anything. I go back to the computer and sit there, carefully rereading our entire exchange on the glowing tube from beginning to end. What I said, what I said to that, what she said to that. The whole thing is still there on the screen with graphic intensity. As my eyes follow the rows of characters she has made, I can hear her voice. I can recognize its rise and fall, the subtle tones and pauses. The cursor on the last line keeps up its blinking with all the regularity of a heartbeat, waiting with bated breath for the next word to be sent. But there is no next word. After engraving the entire conversation in my mind, having decided I'd better not print it out, I click on the box to exit communications mode. I direct the program to leave no record in the operations file, and I cut the switch. The computer beeps, and the monitor goes dead white. The monotonous mechanical drone is swallowed up in the silence of the room, like a vivid dream ripped out by the hand of nothingness. I don't know how much time has gone by since then, but when I realize where I am, I find myself staring at my hands lying on the table. They bear the marks of having had eyes sharply focused on them for a long time. Going bad is something that happens over a longer period of time. How long a period of time is that? 23. Counting sheep, the thing in the center of the circle. A few days after Ushikawa's first visit, I asked Cinnamon to bring me a newspaper whenever he came to the residence. It was time for me to start getting in touch with the reality of the outside world. Try as you might to avoid it, when it was time, they came for you. Cinnamon nodded, and every day after that he would arrive with 3 newspapers. I would look through the papers after breakfast. I'd not bothered with newspapers for such a long time that they now struck me as strange, cold, and empty. The stimulating smell of the ink gave me a headache, and the intensely black little gangs of type seemed to stab at my eyes. The layout and the headlines type style and the tone of the writing seemed unreal to me. I often had to put the paper down, close my eyes, and release a sigh. I couldn't have been like this in the old days. Reading a newspaper must have been a far more ordinary experience than this. What had changed so much about them, or rather, what had changed so much about me? After I'd been reading the papers for a while, I was able to achieve a clear understanding of one fact concerning Noboru Wataya, that he was constructing an ever more solid position for himself in society. At the same time that he was conducting an ambitious program of political activity as one of the up-and-coming new members of the House of Representatives, he was also making constant public pronouncements as a magazine columnist and a commentator on TV. I would see his name everywhere. For some reason I could not fathom, people were listening to his opinions, and with ever-increasing enthusiasm. He was a newcomer to the political stage, but he was already being celebrated as one of the young politicians from whom great things could be expected. He was named the country's most popular politician in a poll conducted by a women's magazine. He was hailed as an activist intellectual, a new type of intelligent politician that had not been seen before. When I had read as much as I could stand about current events and Noboru Wataya's prominent place in them, I turned to my growing collection of books on Manchukuo. Cinnamon had been bringing me everything he could find on the subject. Even here, though, I could not escape the shadow of